أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at the ayah which is of Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayah 158, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ سَيْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O human beings, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, indeed, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and I'm a messenger from him whose is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. La ilaha illahu, there is no God but he. Yuhyi wa yumit, he brings to life and he causes to die. Now the order for ya ayyuhan nas, for human beings. Fa aminu billah, believe, trust in Allah. Wa rasulihi nabiyil ummi, and the rasul and the messenger who is also a nabi and a ummi. Now, in the Arabic language, when words that are similar are brought together, it's to accentuate their difference. A Rasul is one with a mission. A Nabi is one who brings news that you don't have. An Ummi is one who is not taught. He's basically translated as unlettered, not taught by anyone of humankind, but taught by divinity. Then Allah talks about him. He says, "Alladhi yu'minu billahi wa kalimatihi." This prophet, this Nabi, this Ummi, is one who believes in Allah and his words. So what are you and I supposed to do? وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ. Let's just focus on those three words. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ. We're supposed to follow him, do his ittiba, so that we may walk in the right way, so we may be guided. So what is ittiba? So if you imagine somebody walking on the sand with their footprints, and you following them and putting your feet exactly in the same place where their footprints were, that is ittiba. Ittiba is closely following somebody in that way. There are two words where we have a following. One is ittiba and one is ita'a. Let's look at the difference. So in Surah Al Imran, for example, in ayah 132, Allah says, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah, or follow Allah, obey His words and the Messenger so that you may be shown mercy. Ita'a is the bare minimum that is expected. It's voluntary, obviously. While ittiba is asking for guidance in everything. Again, in Surah Al Imran, ayah 31, Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then do my ittiba. That's talking about the Prophet. Follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive your faults. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. So let me repeat again. Ita'a is the bare minimum. Ittiba, meanwhile, is following closely, looking and taking guidance in absolutely everything from Allah and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who do the ittiba of the Prophet, be able to study his life as sunnah and follow every aspect of it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.